Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Stoney's Radio, and you are at home with Stoney. And I am your host today, and thank you for joining me. Excuse me. And before we begin, I would like to sincerely wish you all a Happy New Year, and may 2018 bring you prosperity, peace within, love, and endless possibilities. My topic today is ordinary or extraordinary. And after 10 minutes, I would have opened up the phone line, but it appears that I am having, again, technical difficulties. And that is what happens when you have, when you are a one-man operation. So that is exactly what happens. But anyway, so are you extraordinary or are you just ordinary? So I was looking up this, and the reason why I decided to have this show today was because with social media being the platform for so many pictures and the limelight and the next level and people creating their own brand, what makes you or I extraordinary than the next person is the question here. So, ordinary, it means you're basic, you know? You're nothing special, nothing distinctive about you. You're just normal, standard individual. And if you are extraordinary, it means that you're very unusual, remarkable, exceptional, and amazing. Okay. Now, with that, now saying that, millions of people are driven to do what they do by a desire to be in the spotlight, whether it's for money, for glamour, or the attention. Okay? And it could be all of the above. But I would say that for one to be an extraordinary person and wanting to be either a talk show host, radio host, co-host, model, whatever your brand is, you must be extraordinary. And what made me do that is because, talk about this, is I see a lot of people, and I'm not judging because that's never me. I don't want anyone to judge me. Not doing things because they're passionate about it. They're doing it because they want the attention. And sometimes we want attention because we are seeking that something from our childhood. I have some of those issues myself. So when I talk about a lot of these things on my show, it is because these are passionate topics that are related to my self-growth, and these are things that I know that some people just aren't talking about. But I'm going to tell you, I'm extraordinary. I need not have told you that. Had I not been, you would not be listening to my podcast at this moment. And what I mean by being extraordinary, meaning being humble, also at the same time and being remarkable at whatever you do and whatever you're presenting and demonstrating to the public. Famous people are extraordinary because at some point, doing their celebrity, being a celebrity, they are giving back something to the community. When we are ordinary and we are creating the facade that we have the brand, that we have what it takes, we're just ordinary, an ordinary person. We're not trying to give anything back to the community. It's all about us. See me, see me, see me. This is what I do. This is what I am. Look, 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 look. You're no different than anybody because ordinary people always want you to just look. Extraordinary people, you're going to see how amazing they are right off the bat. You're going to feel that energy. You're going to feel that graciousness. You're going to feel how exceptional and how much they stand out from the rest. One thing about show business and this is what I've learned from a long time ago, you either have it or you don't, okay? You can put on the pounds of makeup and the gowns and all the weave, and you can do whatever you like. But if people aren't feeling your energy, and if you aren't genuinely sharing your platform with love, then what you are doing is just basic. It's just basic. And how long will your platform last? Not long. But extraordinary people are remembered for generations and much time to come because they have given themselves with their whole heart. And people remember them. They don't have to say, well, what was that you did again? Oh, yeah, that thing, you know. But an extraordinary person, you will be remembered for so much, many, many years. So, do you really, really, really want to be in the spotlight? Do you really have what it takes to be that motivational speaker? Do you really have what it takes to be that supermodel, to be that manager, to be that podcaster or that TV show host? Or is it just that you're an ordinary person who's suffering from some neglect that you need the stardom to be publicized in order to feed your ego? Anytime that you are in the public arena, it should not be about you. It should be about what can your services do to better the community in a positive fashion. And I'm saying this because with African-American women, as I've noticed, those that are not comfortable within have a problem sharing the platform and the stage with others because they are afraid that if they give them a piece of the pie, that someone is going to see that extraordinariness, and that's not a word, they're going to see that extraordinary individual, that woman, and then take away from her ordinary. So, only the extraordinary need to share their world with the extraordinary individuals because it is hard to share your platform with an ordinary person because they're going to always look at you as if you're trying to outshine them or outdo them. It becomes then a competition instead of a team-like environment. I had really planned on taking phone calls today to kind of help me along the way with my extraordinary topic and with me being my first day back on the radio. And I'm going to pause for a minute from talking about what I was just talking about as far as being extraordinary or ordinary. But I'm sure by now with me explaining that, you know exactly which category that you are in. I want to say this, that being the extraordinary person that I am, I began as a young adult studying acting and doing some light modeling during my high school years, well, middle school and then during high school. Not understanding what everyone saw in me at that time or during that time because I was missing so much as putting the pieces of the puzzle together to learn that I was exceptionally amazing. And everyone would say, you're so beautiful, and I love the way you speak, and you have that personality, and that's the word. Whenever you are on a platform, personality is the key, okay? And whether you see it in yourself or not, others need to see that and feel that so that they can engage you so that you can keep them. Because personality is not fake. Personality is something that's within, that has been given to you as a gift to share with the world, that is extraordinary and remarkable. And it leaves such an impression upon others. I'm not sure how many people so far I have touched or have been able to embrace with my personality. Today I was sitting getting my oil change at the dealership, and I was sitting quietly, but not doing anything extra, but me being extraordinary. A gentleman walked in, and I saw his eyebrows go up. I'm sitting there just minding my business with my legs crossed, and I'm deep in thought, thinking about what I'm going to speak about on my show today. And he said, good morning. And I said, good morning, how are you? And we conversed a little bit, and he says, you're very quiet, but I just want to tell you, it's just something about you, and you are an amazing woman. And I said, well, thank you, sir. And I introduced myself, and he introduced himself. And he went on to tell me about the thoughts that he was having, but he was a married man. And I said, well, you can kill those thoughts, you know, but just leave it at I am an amazing person. And as we talked, he began to understand. He says, you know, sometimes a person's personality can scream at you even when they're silent because of their aurora that they give off. And so when you're not a basic, ordinary individual, and I'm going to say this again, when you are not basic, you are a magnet to others, whether you are silent and whether you are speaking. So if you want to be a public figure, you have to either already been given this gift or secretly be able to 110 fake the gift of being an amazing and a magnetic individual. I do not believe that there is one celebrity that does not possess that magnetic personality that is so desired by others. Excuse me. I kind of lost my thought. I'm sorry. So what I'm saying here in retrospect is, if you want something and you're creating your brand, create it to be able to share with others and in a wholesome way and a humble way, because the world is big and our platforms are also large, that we are able to give back to one another and uplift and coach one another. But again, you either have it or you don't. And if you have it, your sponsors are going to fall in your lap. Your audience is going to flock to you. Your fans are going to love you and embrace you. But just remember to be passionate about what it is that you are giving or what you are selling to others, because being an extraordinary individual, you are going to leave your mark and your impact on others. And in that essence, you're going to be able to grow at a higher level and continue to reach others and empower others. Because the only extraordinary people can empower and move others and can change the way others think. Your extraordinary personality can change the way others feel. An ordinary person can't do that. So once you tap into who you are gracefully, and then you are able to convey that to the world,
And without even trying to, you will be able to sell yourself to others. We sell ourselves every day to others, whether it's a job, relationships, our platforms, ministers, they sell themselves to us by the way they convey the messages, because one preacher may be more extraordinary than the other with his deliverance of the word. One podcaster may be more extraordinary than me. But we all have the platform that is given to us, and what we do with that and how we share it and create our brand is what makes us the exception to all the others, and not just be a plain Jane or a plain John. So many of us want to create the illusion that they are extraordinary and that they have what it takes to captivate and generate the sponsors and present themselves as if they are famous and maybe I'm speaking negatively by saying so, and which I do not want to come across as that way. But as I was reviewing a lot of just about within, and as my circle has become to enlarge, I begin to see a lot more of a lot of people duplicating others and not being the extraordinary original. If we rode down the street and everybody was selling Bojangles with just a little bit more hot sauce, the world will be boring. And Bojangles 1 and 2 and 3 will all go out of business. There will be nothing extraordinary about it, because it's just chicken with a little bit more of a twang to it. But when you're KFC, you cannot be duplicated. You are chicken, of course. But you are the original. So, and you can't, no one can fake it, because when you taste it, you'll know it. So welcome to my world, and welcome to Stoney's Radio, where I will give you the best of me. I will give you the best of that personality that I have been informed as a young child that I had so much to give to others. I was not meant to work in an office. I was not meant to be caged in. Once I realized that, I had to be comfortable and confident in knowing that I need to share my gifts with others, and that this was my time to be able to come back here, because I started my channel here a year ago, and so much had happened in between that time that I thought I was just supposed to be an ordinary girl that's doing 9-to-5, taking care of my grandchildren, and not living my dream. But then there were things that were happening in my life that made me realize that I was not ordinary, that I was not basic, that I was meant to share my gift with others and to uplift other women. And if other men are empowered by the things that I'm saying, then I too am grateful. However, I do believe that I would like to share my world and empower women who are like myself, who do not know that they're extraordinary and that they are amazing, and to tell them and to share my platform with them. And I'm not afraid of anyone superseding me, because I have enough room where I am for others to join me. And saying that, I do believe that my platform will grow bigger and enlarge and enlarge and enlarge, that I'll be able to definitely give back. So I would like to thank you so much today. For joining me here and listening to my podcast. I will be back with consistency as I was doing my research and returning and learning to grow my channel here. In order to be successful and to remain an amazing and unusual and extraordinary individual, and for people to know that and remember that, you have to give them what they want on a daily basis. So join me here 5 days a week. And that's my commitment to myself and to you. Until things change on my YouTube channel, I will be here at 2 o'clock. And I'm trying to get it where you'll be able to call in. And we'll be able to talk about our topics, and we'll be able to join in and share together. And for all of you all around the world who has listened to my podcast and who has wondered where I have been trying to find myself and remember how amazing that I am, and that I was meant to allow the world to hear my voice and to share my research and share my knowledge with others, and to help empower others and continue to empower myself within. Communication is love. Love is what makes the world go around. And through my voice, I will show you love, and I will give you the best of me. And I will do my best to share my thoughts with you honestly, without negativity, without hostility or anger. But whenever I'm passionate about something, you will definitely be able to know that in my voice. So I hope that you will enjoy Stoney's Radio and that you will join me here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And we'll be able to have our moment together. I wish you the best this evening, and I hope that your day is light. I pray that all of your wishes come true and that you stay consistent on your journey to being a celebrity, whether it's local or global, and that you develop that extraordinary an amazing and unusual personality, and dig within for that gift that will help change the world, or that will uplift someone and to love or to embrace others and situations differently. So if you have something that you want to, would like to talk to me about, my email is cstoney72@gmail.com, and that's C-S-T-O-N-E-Y, 72, which is the year I was born, @gmail.com. Yes, I'm 45 years old, believe it or not. So 2018, thank God that we were all able to walk into this year and see, hear, taste, smell, and love. I'm big on love because, as I said, love makes the world go around. And I just want to thank you all for joining me. And if you had been waiting for my return, thank you for your patience again. And until tomorrow, this show will get better and better each and every day. This is my brand. I am the brand. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.